Good morning. I am Theo Bussinger, a member of the Unitarian Universalist Area Church at First Parish in Sherbourne. Welcome to this loving community. Come in, bringing all of who you are. We gather in worship, our hearts alive with hope that here we will be truly seen. Turn down the volume on your fears, remove your masks, and loosen the armor around your heart. May we root ourselves in the values of this faith, acceptance and encouragement, compassion and transcendence, justice and transformation. We strive not for perfection, but for authenticity and connection. We come here to learn about being in relationship together, to listen, to forgive, to be vulnerable, to create trust, and have compassion for one another. We are gathered here to walk each other home. Be here in this moment. Let go. Breathe. Some announcements. Senior youth group gift cards will be distributed during coffee hour today. UUICNU is a series of 9 classes offered in the library every Sunday at 11:45 a.m. to welcome newcomers into the congregation. The series repeats throughout the year. Childcare will be provided. Coffee hour conversations. Please join your fellow congregants in a free-flowing conversation during coffee hour this Sunday. UUIC is hosting Family Promise today. We will host homeless families for a week. We need lots of volunteers. Please see our weekly email for all of the details about Family Promise and how you can help. We will be hosting Luz, Mia, Sarah, Luis, Delilah, Zachariah, Jacquelina, Jasmine, Shella, Leon, Amona, and Kia, who is only 1 month old. Lastly, we have some special announcements for the UUIC auction and for the outside sanctuary.
Going in.
Morning, everybody. So, Nancy and I have been working the kinks out of our time machine. As you all know, 2 weeks from now is our auction. Working on the time machine, we've been going back in time. We got these cool t-shirts from last year's auction. We went forward in time. This year, it's amazing. It's going to be so good. So we want to tell you a little bit about it. And also, we want to play a game because we love giving away stuff, right? Everybody loves that. So we're playing a game today called The Dizzy Minister, which cleverly, Nathan is not here today, which is slightly suspicious, but there we go. So if you guys would be kind enough to join us downstairs, I'll tell you what the rules are and how this is going to work. All right, so you can still, I don't know if you saw these, but we have these luminous, beautiful objects from the future. These are our prizes. Within these are amazing prizes. So what we're going to do is Nancy is going to blindfold each of our members down here. She's going to spin them around like crazy. They're going to get super dizzy. And at the appropriate moment, your job is to yell out, get their attention by whatever means you can. But please don't throw anything at them. So, and while Nancy's doing that, I'm going to tell you a little bit about our auction. So we just have so much good stuff. We've got food, we've got cocktails, we've got games, we've got prizes. We have, I'm just going to give you a list. This list is so long and it's so great. So we have a birdhouse making workshop, Puzzlescapes in Hudson. We've got a Wonder Rocks improv, which we talked about a little bit last week. We've got a personal tour of the Massachusetts State House by Representative David Linsky. A 1 hour glass blowing workshop. We've got a jazz brunch at Appleseed's Waffle House. You want to start spinning these guys up? All right. Super dizzy now. We've got a custom canoe paddle by Terry Combs, hearth-cooked dinner with the Chamberlains. We've got ART tickets. We've got a song for worship by Youth Groove and another one by Emma Paul. We've got wooden cooking utensils. How's it going, Nancy?
Keep going?
All right, keep going. So we've got wooden cooking utensils, a bread-making class, like just so many great things, Patriots tickets, cozy bottle with amazing stuff. What else we got here? How's it going, Nancy? Still spinning? All right, they're dizzy. All right, spinning a little bit more. Homemade ice cream, egg extravaganza, tickets to the Red Sox, so much stuff. So if you guys please come see us today, we're downstairs. This is your last day to donate. stuff because we're getting ready to publish the catalog. And what else? Stuff goes online. Auction starts today. And lastly, this is our last week for discount tickets. As of next Sunday, they're going to be, the price goes up a little bit. So please join us. It's going to be so good. Okay, now Nancy, so you give these guys each one of these prizes. All right, so I'm going to give you a countdown. So on the count of three, your mission is to try to get the attention of these guys. All right? And then when they get your attention, when you hear a voice, your voice, loud and clear above the crowd, you launch that towards the voice. These are... Okay, you can stop spinning. All right, are you guys ready? Is everybody ready? All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Hey, all right. Thanks, everybody. Come to the auction. It's going to be so good.
Need a minute to get my bearings before I do my announcement. Okay, so we have a very exciting other announcement, which is that we are in some discernment about what to do with our outdoor space, and we are calling it our outdoor sanctuary team. So downstairs, we have this beautiful drawing that says, "What I hope our outside spaces will tell about UUAC and our faith is." And downstairs, our outdoor sanctuary team is going to have, I think, sticky notes and an opportunity for you to give some input and feedback into our outside space. So we've been looking at things like a memorial garden, different ways that we can express our faith outside of our grounds, through our grounds and our physical space. So please take a look at this at the at coffee hour. It'll be downstairs, and offer your input. It will be really valued and really, really important in the next steps for this project, so thank you. And one more announcement from Theo.
The senior youth group clothing drive for City Reach gives young people and adults a chance to learn about homelessness from people who have experienced it and may still be experiencing it in downtown Boston. We will also participate in a ministry with poor and homeless people by offering hospitality, food, and clothing to guests. That's where you, the members and friends of UUSC, come in. We need your stuff. Drop off items during coffee hour in the month of April before our trip 427 to 428. For a list of the items we need, see the weekly email or stop by our table at coffee hour to learn more. A gentle reminder to please turn off your cell phones during the service. We hope you will join us in Unity Hall for fellowship and refreshments following the service. As is our tradition, we now invite you to offer your greetings to your neighbor. Let us begin by joining together and saying responsively the words printed in the order of service. I am a single cell in a body of 4 billion cells. The body is humankind. I am a single cell. My needs are individual, but they are not unique. I will work for human unity and human peace, for a moral order in harmony with the order of the universe.
Together we share the best for society and the whole people's harmonies.
A society in which we need not live beneath our moral capacity, and in which justice has a life of its own. We are single cells in a body of 4 billion cells. The body is humankind. Please rise in body or spirit and join in singing our opening hymn number 1064, Blue Boat Home. And now, as Alex lights our chalice, let us say together our affirmation. Both are expressions of our life and faith here in this congregation. Love is the spirit of this church, and service its law. This is our great covenant. To dwell together in peace, to seek truth and love, and to help one another.
Thank you.
All children who wish can come forward for the children's message.
Hello. It is on. Okay, good morning, guys. So, the theme of today's worship is teamwork, which the senior youth group actually got the idea from watching Sharknado at our sleepover. So, we have a question for all of you guys. Where do you think that you might see people working together as a team to get a job done? A soccer game, that's one place, yeah. Does anybody have any other ideas? Hey. Great, a construction site. There's a whole bunch of different places. There are people working every morning to get us ready for our service, for you guys to be able to go to school. So, have you guys heard in the fall the geese flying overhead and you know what sound geese make? They honk, right? So
in our Wonder Box, yes.
Can you guess what's in the Wonder Box?
Have a guess for what's in the Wonder Box. You just got a pretty big hint. Anybody?
Yeah.
Geese? We're gonna pretend they're geese.
Alex, Zarin, we made these paper cranes.
We're pretending they're geese.
All right, so we do hear honking, and sometimes some people think, oh, there's the geese. That means, you know, geese poop on the ground, gotta clean it up, gotta step around it. But actually, this honking is something that we might not think it is, and it's actually the geese encouraging one another to keep flying in their flock. So when there's a geese in the front that's having trouble leading, or there's a geese in the back who's falling behind, the geese will honk to encourage them and support them to keep going, and that kind of shows teamwork in a little flock of birds.
So another way that geese will work together is when they fly in a V formation, and their wings create a wind current that lift up the other geese in the formation. And this actually prevents the geese from falling away and helps them all stay together. And so the V shape that they fly in is actually a way of the geese working together so that they can all stay together while they're flying.
But sometimes not every goose can fly as fast as the others, and sometimes one might get tired, or it might be injured, or it might just feel the need to take a break or give up. And the other geese will not have that, so a few of them will fly down to the land with one goose that's struggling, and they will stay with it and support it and take care of it until it is able to rise up once again and join the other geese and fly away together.
So we are just like the geese in some ways. We usually encourage each other with the words instead of honking at each other. So we may not have feathers or wings or beaks that we would honk with, but we can still be there to support each other and help people when they're struggling. And we can comfort people in our own ways and ask for comfort when we need it as well, just like the geese. And we want everybody to remember that.
And that's something that's really important that I think everybody here should remember, because each one of you have the power to reach out to other people, the power to comfort, the power to give support, to honk, even if you don't have your beak, to fly and lift others up, even if you don't have feathers. And everybody has kind of like the right to receive that comfort and that support. So
we can support each other and honk at each other and keep close. And we can work together to keep each other strong and keep each other flying throughout all of the wind and rain of life.
So, with that, we're going to invite our kids to get up with Go Now in Peace and go to their RE classes.
And you may take some geese if you want. Just a few.
And from this time of listening and hearing, and from a morning that may have already been filled with too much activity, from a week that may have left you little time to breathe or a few moments for thought and feeling, let me invite you now in these next few moments to find a center in the midst of this turning world and the many pressures of life, and enter into a spirit of meditation. We now invite you to sing our prayer song, Spirit of Life. Many of us come to our sanctuary carrying with us prayers for loved ones, the world we share, and prayers of joy and thanksgiving. We share the following prayers for loved ones. From Sean Billodon, for my best friend since seventh grade who lost her dad last week while undergoing liver transplant surgery. From Reverend Heather, for my friend Kate who died in 2009. Today is her 30th birthday. For all these names and others, we light a candle. Prayers for the world. An anonymous prayer, grateful for all the youth who marched yesterday, you are lighting the way. For all these, we light a candle. And prayers of joy and thanksgiving. From Reverend Heather, for the Barton family, Jeff, Megan, and Hallie, Megan Barton gave birth to Laszlo Ellery Jones last week, and he was joyfully welcomed by honorary grandparents in the coming of age class. An anonymous Thanksgiving prayer for all of the Family Promise hosts, volunteers, and guests at the UUAC this week. And another anonymous prayer for youth who are leading the way and for the 50-plus UUAC members who attended the March for Our Lives in Boston yesterday. Another prayer of thanksgiving from Gage. For all our congregation who marched in body or spirit for our lives, thank you to America's youth for leading us all. And another anonymous prayer, I'm thankful for the UUAC community and for being together during the March for Our Lives. For all of these prayers and others, we light a candle. Let us be held together in several moments of silence.
We now invite us to receive our morning offering that supports the life and work of this congregation. If you are visiting with us, please let the plate pass. You are our guests in this house.
Be gentle. Oh, shit. Be gentle with another. It is a cry from the lives of people battered by thoughtless words and brutal deeds. It comes from the lips of those who speak them and the lives of those who do them. Who of us can look inside another and know what is there, of hope and hurt or promise and pain? Who can know from what far places each has come or to what far places each may hope to go? Our lives are like fragile eggs. They crack and the substance escapes. Handle with care. Handle with exceedingly tender care, for there are human beings within, human beings as vulnerable as we are, who feel as we feel, who hurt as we hurt. Life is too transient to be cruel with another, with one another. It is too short for thoughtlessness, too brief for hurting. Life is long enough for caring. It is lasting enough for sharing, precious enough for love. Be gentle with another.
I have to put in the effort.
I have to work hard.
I can't take any breaks.
I have to be committed to the team.
I can't miss any practices.
I can't let them down.
Or I'm not doing my part.
The team is only as good as its weakest link.
So don't be the weakest link.
I need to be a team player.
A leader.
And a positive influence.
Don't be a slacker.
There's no I in teamwork.
So why am I worrying about myself?
Other people see the team as a whole.
Not as the individuals that make it up.
So we have to unite.
Work together.
And become one.
Don't we have our own identities, though?
Our own ideas?
Our own goals?
Then why must the team have one identity?
Because we are successful.
We are powerful.
We are
a team.
Sunday, 11:09 p.m.
Called Connect.
That helps you to find other people nearby to, well, connect with.
Everyone on my Snapchat has been talking about this, so I might as well check it out.
You only live one life, I guess.
Why not? I'm so bored, and Vanessa ditched me for her boyfriend today.
Sam Florentine? I don't know him. Apparently he's not on the track team.
Wow, this is actually a really popular app. Who is this Sam Florentine? Apparently he goes to my school?
I'll just see how this works out. You connected with Samantha Greenwell and Samantha Vanders.
Okay, now that I've connected with some people, what should I blog about first? Broke my running record today.
Here it goes. Hey everyone, how's it going?
Fine.
Okay.
Great.
So, do you go by Samantha?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that makes everything easier. I go by Sammy.
Okay, what's up everyone?
I'm so dumb in school.
Tell me about it.
Said every high schooler ever.
Okay, honey, spill the tea. What's actually up here?
We are so cliche, but fill me in. I want all the juicy drama.
I don't know you guys.
Yeah, so?
Come on, Sam. That's what you go by, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we're waiting.
Me too. That's okay, Sam. We all feel uncomfortable around new people.
Hey, you can talk to us about it.
Thanks, guys. It means a lot to me.
So, when are you feeling this way?
Well, you know me, the kind of crowd I'm with, what I do.
No, we don't, actually.
Oh, right. Well, to sum it all up, I'm really into art.
You auditioned and made it into the show, so I'm 100% sure they want you to be part of their group.
Yeah, that's true, but I've had a week of rehearsals now. It just doesn't feel like I've met anyone new. I've been sitting alone during our breaks.
I get what you're saying. Being lonely in a crowd is the worst feeling.
Yeah, exactly. All the kids there already have their own friend groups, and I just want to feel like alone, and I just don't feel like there's a place for me to join in.
Hey, you've only just started. I'm sure they'll all appreciate you for your hard work in the production. It takes a little while to get accustomed to a new group of people.
I agree with Sammy. People who seem like strangers now may be your best friends in 2 months from now.
Yeah, well, I just wish it happened faster.
I understand. This is your first show, right? Once it gets a bit closer to the big day, I'm sure you'll become closer as a group.
Yeah, it's amazing how many different people have to work together to put a show on the road. There's so many people helping on and off stage. If one person didn't do their job, it couldn't be possible.
Thanks, guys. That makes me feel better because the rest of the cast seems like great, talented people. I want to get to know them better. Is there anything you think I should do differently?
Just try to say hello to a few people at the rehearsal every day.
Also, try to start a conversation with someone, even if it is just simple like, how are you and stuff. You'd be surprised how far that takes you.
You can't force a friendship, but by being kind and outgoing, you'll show that you want to get to know people.
Oh, I don't really want to talk to them Monday now.
You should keep us posted, Sam.
I will, Samantha.
Monday, 3:30 a.m.
Hey, Sammy, are you logged on?
Yeah, hi.
Why are you up this early in the morning?
I could ask the same question of you.
Yeah, well, I was having trouble sleeping. Also, I was wondering about Sam. I hope he makes more friends today, or at least possible friends. No one deserves to be alone.
I agree with you. Sam doesn't deserve to be alone. Nobody does, but especially such a nice person like him. But there is something else bothering you, not to be nosy.
Well, I was just picking my morning outfit.
Wait, what? You got up this early to do that? You don't have to leave the house for another 4 hours. Talk about being in high school. Sometimes I don't even have enough time to brush my hair properly.
Okay, I admit, I'm not up at this ungodly hour to get ready for the day, but I still take a long time to get ready. You don't understand the pressure of being popular. You have to dress a certain way, act a certain way. God, you even have to talk a certain way.
Gosh, I guess we all have to do that to a certain extent, right? Like, if the teacher asks you a question, nobody raises their hand, you sure as hell are not gonna go and say, "That girl."
Yeah, exactly. I know blending in with the crowd is not always a great thing to do, and conformity is so easy, you know?
Then why do you do it? God, why do we all do it?
Well, I guess it's because it makes me feel accepted. It makes me feel safe in my own little bubble where no one can hurt me. That's a rare thing for me.
I see. Well, I guess we all want that, right? To feel like we belong? Even the kids who seem so confident in what they are aren't really. None of us are. We're still all figuring out ourselves, and the important thing is that that's okay.
Yeah, you're right. I just feel so alone. It helps to know other kids see me and understand what I'm going through. It's hard to open up to people, especially when you can't talk to your parents about it because they're too busy fighting.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Samantha. I had no idea.
Sammy, can I tell you something?
Yeah, of course, anything.
I woke up crying this morning because it suddenly dawned on me. I don't like any of my friends. I really don't. I don't even like hanging out with them. When we hang out, we don't even talk. We sit on our phones and Snapchat about what a great time we're having. It's plain stupid. We post selfies of us on Instagram, our big group of girls all smiling with our Starbucks, and then we go back to not talking. Blank faces.
Ugh, some people are just so fake, you know?
How pathetic, right? A girl who doesn't even have real friends. You know, this one time at my friend Maddie's 14th birthday party, everyone was on their phone except me.
Not because I didn't want to be on it, it feels safer behind a screen, but because my mom took it away from me when I got a B- on a big math test. I suck at math. Well, anyway, Maddie ran out of the room crying because no one ever paid any attention to her on her own birthday. I was the only one to go outside and check on her. How sad is that?
Well, if her so-called friends couldn't even be a part of, get away from their phones to support them, they aren't real friends. Sam, well, aren't you a sight for these sore thumbs? Bad joke, my bad.
Sam, hey, you logged on during a rant. I'm sorry.
Hey, rant away. Couldn't sleep either. I got all the notifications. I'm sure things will improve in your family. You don't have to tell us the details about what's happening. God, I feel like a jerk for ever thinking popular kids had it all, didn't have problems.
Thank you for understanding. Seems you guys are the only ones that do.
Tuesday, 4:37 p.m.
Hey, are any of you guys on?
Yeah. Sup, how are you all?
My day was actually pretty good. I talked to this guy, James, like you guys told me to, and he actually seemed pretty interested in what I had to say.
That's great. What about you, Sammy?
I'm fine.
Well, that's a boring answer. Something bothering you?
Yeah, Sammy, you can trust us.
Well, it's just, I know you guys have much bigger problems, but...
It doesn't matter how big or small something is. It's still bothering you. Tell us.
Well, so I'm captain of the track team.
That's so cool.
Yeah, that's sick. Wait, you're a senior and talking to me, a freshman? No upperclassman has ever acknowledged me.
I bet you're honored.
I'm a junior, just so you know. You're the youngest, Sam.
Oh, thanks for the clarification. I appreciate it.
Anyways, it's not as sick as you might think. There's so much pressure to be the best and the fastest and to be the leader all at the same time. And if you ever lose your cool, nobody respects you anymore.
People probably respect and look up to you more than you think. I mean, if you were chosen to be the captain, it probably means that they like you and that you're a good leader.
If you accept your mistakes and move on, you're going to be more successful than if you let your failures drag you down. Your teammates are dealing with the same obstacles and stresses as you are. They're not your opponents, and they aren't judging you. You should be able to lean on them when you need to.
I know. I just feel so tired all the time. I wake up at 5 every morning to work out, and I go to bed at like 11 at night. I'm just so exhausted. I can never have sweets or anything actually tasty to eat because it's bad for you. I feel so much pressure to be thin and muscular. My family doesn't have tons of money, so I'm lucky I got a scholarship. And if I didn't, I probably wouldn't have gone to college. My dad is the football coach. My mom is the volleyball coach. My two brothers both do football, baseball, and basketball. I do soccer, volleyball, and track. Our whole family is all about sports, and I don't want to let my family down.
Sammy, you're not going to let your family down. If you are really doing all those sports and are captain of the track team, they must be proud of you. Plus, you got a scholarship. That's amazing. If they aren't proud of you, they just are bad parents. Your perseverance is astounding.
Thanks, guys.
No problem, girl. Don't be afraid to ask for help, ever.
Yeah, Sammy, don't just think that because you're a senior that you can't lean on other people that are younger than you. Just because you're almost an adult doesn't mean you can't ask us for help.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, we're always here for you.
Always.
Always.
Friday, 2:30 p.m.
You have to understand that I just had an off day, Hannah. I'll be fine at the meet.
Whatever you say, but we can't lose the 4x4 relay just because our captain is slacking off. Doesn't put across a good message, doesn't it?
Yeah, I understand, but don't worry.
Okay, we're counting on you, Sammy. Don't let us down.
All right, see you Monday, Hannah.
Samantha, are you going to the party tonight?
Is that even a question, Vanessa? Of course she is. Wait, what party?
Hello. Do you live under a rock? Patrick's house at 8. Be there. It's going to be so wild, you don't even know.
Who is she?
A friend. Hi, Sammy. How are you doing? This is Caroline and Vanessa. Do you want to come to a junior party tonight? We'd be honored to have a senior there.
Wait, you're a senior? Are you legal to drive other people yet? Can you drive us tonight? That would be so lit.
Okay, I see you, Samantha, hanging out with the seniors now so you can get rides everywhere.
I know, I'm just that cool. I'll fill her in on the details. See you guys later.
Okay, come over to my house at 7 to get ready.
Catch you later, girl.
They were looking at me like I was dirt until you told them I was a senior.
Seniority always prevails. Anyway, I bet you can see what I was talking about earlier.
Oh yes, definitely. I just wanted you to thank you for providing me with moral support throughout this week.
Hardly. You did the same for me.
So, I'll see you Monday. Monday, I hope. You hope, since once have I missed rehearsal.
True. I just wanted to say that you're doing an excellent job on the show. You're perfect for the role, and I've loved working with you and everything.
Thanks, James. It means a lot. Save all that sentimentality for when the show is over.
Don't worry. They'll be much more dramatic by then. See you.
There's some partners in crime in person.
More like name twins.
Doppelgangers?
Not quite. So, you're both kind of different than I'd expected you to be in person.
Is that a compliment?
I don't know.
I'm just teasing you.
Well, that's a relief. Anyways, I really like having you two as close friends.
Yeah, it really helped me get through this week.
I'm glad that we made it to Friday.
Speaking about that, Samantha, are we really doing something tonight?
Are you making plans without me?
Of course you're in, Sam. Anyways, I have no intention on going to that awful party tonight. How about we go to dinner?
Yeah, that sounds like so much fun.
I'm in. We can hang out at my house before we leave. A team doesn't have to be a cast.
A sports team.
A clique.
A class of students.
Or a club.
It's a group of people united by one purpose and one set of values.
It's three friends who open up to each other to find themselves.
Look at the people sitting around you.
You're all held together in one place as one family.
You are all a team.
We are successful.
We are powerful.
We are
a team.
Please rise in body or spirit, in body or spirit, and join in singing our closing hymn number 401, Kumbaya. And while doing so, we ask you to join hands.
Oh.
our call to ministry. Or the benediction. Okay. First, the benediction. This is Earth Mother. Okay. So I'm going to do first the my benediction, then the call to ministry, and then the musical benediction. So this is Earth Mother by Starhawk. Earth Mother, Star Mother, you who are called by a thousand names, may all remember we are cells in your body and dance together. You are the grain in the loaf that sustains us each day, and as you are patient with our struggles to learn, so shall we be patient with ourselves and each other. We are radiant light in sacred dark, the balance. You are the embrace that heartens and the freedom beyond fear. Within you, we are born. We grow, live, and die. You bring us around the circle to rebirth. Within us, you dance forever. Now our call to ministry. We go forth in the world in peace to act with works of love, to affirm each person's dignity, and to cherish the living earth. Now our benediction from TNT.